Negro, followed by Kuwait. Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, distinguished Ambassador Stash. Let me begin by thanking High Commissioner Grandi for his thoughtful remarks and reiterates our gratitude for his able leadership of UNHCR in fulfilling its lofty mission, helping millions of forcibly displaced and stateless people to find a new harborage for a safe and dignified life until they can safely return to their homes. This year, too, we are gathering against the backdrop of the continuously increasing intensity and prevalence of armed conflicts and violence worldwide, and with the exponentially growing and complex humanitarian crisis. We have witnessed a rising number of civilians compelled to flee from persecution, violence, and the revival of conflicts worldwide, as well as the adverse impact of climate change and environmental degradation. This year alone, UNHCR has reported 140 million refugees and displaced persons and declared 43 emergencies in 32 countries, with existing ones continue to exacerbate. And UNHCR predicts that more than 130 million people will be forcibly displaced in 2024, with conflict as still the main driver of displacement. In this regard, we remain extremely concerned about the excessively growing and unacceptably high level of grave violations of international law and international humanitarian law in the ongoing conflicts, which need to be effectively redressed and reversed. Let me recall here the United Nations new peace agenda of July this year, which sets out a comprehensive approach to conflict prevention and peace building by linking peace, sustainable development, climate action, and human rights. Also, by stressing that the rule of law is the foundation for fair, just, and peaceful solutions, it warns that today, I quote, we are at the grave risk of a rule of lawlessness, which would exacerbate global instability and turmoil. End of quote. That being said, we therefore welcome the UNHCR's commitment to also forging links between humanitarian development and peace-building work, and we therefore join the calls for a more robust UN response toward enhancing the synergy and effectiveness among aid-providing organizations, and, in a word, towards developing a joint humanitarian development, peace, and climate nexus response, is also underscored by the UN's new agenda for peace. Madam Chair, bridging the funding gap for UNHCR is more important now than ever to enable it to effectively carry out its vital mission and role in responding to humanitarian crises around the world. As the global appeal for 2024 indicates, the coming year could bring even more emergency conflicts and crises. All these calls for our stronger commitment to the implementation of a strong and rapid joint action with an increased sense of solidarity and cooperation, burden sharing, and responsibility. The incoming second Global Refugee Forum is an important opportunity to recommit ourselves to cooperate and jointly address the plight of displaced refugees and stateless people. Montenegro reiterates its strong commitment to continue supporting UNHCR's mission, both politically and financially, especially now when the new and growing challenges and threats are mandating its stronger, broader, and more complex engagement. In conclusion, I am pleased to announce that for 2024, the government of Montenegro will increase its usual non-earmarked contribution to UNHCR by 50%. I thank you.